The other question about, say, if during marriages, if some people, if a couple wants to get married, how much should they rely on astrology for making choices? And sometimes some marriages may work out well, even when the astrological charts, they are not consulted, or they may not match, or they are not match, they don't match, still the marriage may work out well. So how important is it to consult astrological charts? There are broadly three, we could say there are three broad categories of knowledge. Or firstly, you can say two. There is paravidya and there is aparavidya. Paravidya is spiritual knowledge. That is knowledge of the soul, knowledge of God, and how the soul and God can be connected. That is spiritual. That is what the Bhagavad Gita primarily focuses on. That is what the Bhagavatam focuses on. Then there is aparavidya. Aparavidya is non-transcendental or material knowledge. Now, material knowledge that is useful for living in this world and pursuing a goal beyond this world. Now, that material knowledge may be acquirable in different ways. See, material knowledge, everything is not fixed all the time. So, for example, Ayurveda is a particular form of medicine. That's a part of aparavidya. And Ayurveda can help people get treated and cured. But it is not that this, when we start practicing spirituality, everybody has to take only Ayurvedic medicine. And you cannot take any other form of medicine. No, there are different forms of medicine. Whatever we feel inspired to take, whatever has worked for us, whatever we find that the teachers are trustworthy, we may take that form of medicine and basically we move onward functionally. So just as, so with, that means with respect to the paravidya, that is essential for us to function in this world. For us, that is essential for us to pursue life's ultimate goal. But as far as the aparavidya is concerned, how much we need to use it, how much we feel inspired to use it, that can vary according to time, place, circumstance. So with respect to the use of astrology, a lot of factors come into the picture that, as I said, astrology does determine, can determine to a significant extent the broad natures of people. So sometimes some people, astrology may tell that they are not really compatible. And when that is the case, those individuals, can they still have a, say, a happy marriage? It's possible if they have a high level of tolerance. That, yes, there are differences and those differences will cause conflicts, but our purpose is higher and we keep that in mind. So it's not that the astrology alone determines whether the marriage is going to be successful or not. That is one factor, an important factor, which describes the overall compatibility of people in terms of their astrological charts. But even people who are overall compatible, if you know, if they don't spend time with each other, or they harp too much on minor points of contention, then even their relationship may get spoiled. On the other hand, people, even if they are widely variable, they are widely variant in their nature as per astrology, but if they work on commonalities, they may still have proper marriages. So whether one should always go according to astrological charts, it depends primarily on one's own understanding of life, one's own understanding of astrology. If one has not had, one has been brought up in a, one has been brought up in a culture where one has a lot of faith in astrology, and one knows astrologers in whom one has faith, just not just faith in astrology, but astrologers in whom one has faith, then one may feel, then they may consult astrologers and then govern one's life choices according to astrologers' guidance. But it is not that if one doesn't have any faith in astrology, if people don't have any faith in astrology, and then they are prohibited from making some relationship just because astrological charts say no, then they may become too alienated from the whole body of higher knowledge just because of that particular mandatory, that particular insistence. And then that may be detrimental for them. So what should not be done is, astrology should not be used as a rationalization for one's own short-sighted choices. There's one devotee, Mataji, she has written a book, How to Mess Your Life with Astrology. And and say somebody is in a marriage which is unhappy, then that person thinks that maybe, you know, we should break up this marriage. So then they go to one astrologer, he says, this is a good marriage, you can work. Then they go to second astrologer. And like that, you go to 25 astrologers till you find one astrologer says, this marriage is not going to work. And then use that to break up the marriage. So what we are doing, we are not really relying on astrology. Here what we are doing is, we have our own impulses and we want to act on those impulses. And we use astrology to justify that. So, you know, astrology is not a substitute for responsibility. We are ultimately responsible for our actions, and whatever actions we take, astrology can give us some guidance. Okay, here you may have bigger incompatibilities, so bigger challenges. Here you may have lesser challenges. Here these things work out well. But it's not that astrology indemnifies us from our own responsibility. And based on our understanding of taking up responsibility in relationships, and based on our own faith in astrology, our own understanding of what life is, people can, if they feel it's important, they should. It is good to consult astrologers, but it is not good to impose astrology on people who do not have that faith. Because that can alienate them, and later on, they will use that to blame others. You know, you said like this, you said like that, you said like that. So if somebody has to consult astrology, then overall, they need to have an understanding of astrology properly. Only when they have a proper understanding of, not that they have to study astrology lifelong, but a basic understanding of how astrology works, if they have that understanding, it should not be that astrology is used as a rationalization for either doing what we want to do or not doing what we don't want to do. We have to recognize that we have to take responsibility for our actions. And for guiding our actions, we can take astrology as one guide. But it should not be the sole determiner, and it does not absolve us of our responsibilities. Does it answer your question? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande. So tomorrow we will have much longer question answer session. I'll speak probably for half an hour or lesser than that. So if you have any questions tomorrow, you can come with that. We will discuss tomorrow.
So tomorrow the session will start.